This is Claire Solomon. I'm Assistant Professor of Hispanic Studies at Oberlin. I'm excited to have the opportunity to talk about Bicicleta Azul Platino, that is, Platinum Blue Bicycle, by Margarita Cabrera. This sweet ride features a classic diamond frame with a fixed gear design, cushioned seat with springs, and a dope pinstripe on the fenders. It is also made entirely of vinyl, foam, thread, and wire. As you can see for yourself, this is one decrepit-looking bike. At first glance, the whole thing looks deflated, as though rather than getting a flat tire, or even two, we somehow ended up with a flat bicycle. But in fact, the bicycle is neither inflated nor deflated. The vinyl fabric is wrapped over flexible foam that doesn't quite fill out the vinyl casing, and that relationship of vinyl and foam is what gives it a squishy look. Firm copper-colored wire runs through parts of the frame to give the bicycle some degree of structure. You can actually see a bit of that thick copper wire poking out of the somewhat rubbery black springs under the bicycle seat. When you get a closer look at the bicycle, you'll see that there are hundreds and hundreds of hanging black threads. If this were a home economics project, you'd have to do it over again to clean up all those hanging threads. But think about the effect it has, how it makes you notice that this bicycle has been sewn. There's a concept used a lot in both art and literature called defamiliarization. It's when you take something familiar and make it strange, as if we were seeing it for the first time with a baby's eyes. A bicycle is something extremely familiar, a common object and a mode of transportation. But this bicycle isn't going anywhere. It's been taken out of its familiar context, and its practical purpose has been removed. This sewn bicycle plays with our perceptions and expectations of what is hard and soft, fixed and moving. You can notice, too, how different the bicycle looks up close and from a distance, but also how, once you've seen it up close, you can start to pick up on those little details from farther away. Some of those details are irregularities in the paint color of the vinyl. That platinum blue color has worn away slightly in places. You can see that the reflectors on the pedals aren't actually reflective material, but rather are painted gold. From a distance, they look like reflectors. Up close, they don't. You'll also notice that there are about twice as many spokes in the rear wheel as in the front wheel. I counted about 60. A normal amount in a regular bike might be half that. It made me think strangely of a centipede. Some of the spokes are kind of curly and others are straight. It turns out that the straight ones have that thick copper wire running through them to maintain the diameter of each wheel at several points around the circumference. The curly ones emphasize the softness and flexibility of those spokes. In general, the bicycle makes you want to squeeze it. Don't squeeze it, because you'll get in trouble. Squeeze the person next to you, if you must. I watched the Bicicleta Azul Platino being installed. While I was watching, I kept asking questions, such as, are there any moving parts? Do the wheels turn? One of the men who was helping to set it up tried to rotate the back wheel. The answer is no. The tires are sewn to the wheel guards, and the wheels don't turn. In fact, none of the parts move. There are no moving joints like on a real bike. However, the flexibility of the foam allows the bicycle frame to move in ways that mimic the movements of a regular bike. For example, the handlebars have a tendency to droop to one side. When the bicicleta was being installed, this kept happening. Just like if you try to make a real bike stand up, the front tire and handlebars will often want to fall either to the left or the right. But instead of that moving part that connects the handlebars to the frame of a regular bicycle, the vinyl-covered foam smooshes in just the right way so that completely different materials can mimic that same movement. And what's so cool about that is that even though the guy setting up the bike knew full well what it was made of, when I asked if the tire could turn, he said, "I think so." I thought so too, because there's something so appealing about Bicicleta Azul Platino that makes it seem real. Even though it looks like it's about to fall apart, it's somehow fun. Maybe this is far-fetched, but to me, its mushiness makes it somehow seem vulnerable and even endearing. I hope you get to spend some time looking at Bicicleta Azul Platino up close and from a distance, and I hope that you enjoy it as much as I do.